Shed Audio presents Beginner's Greek, written by James Collins and read by Jerry O'Connell.
Prologue. When Peter Russell boarded an airplane, he always wondered whether he would sit next to a beautiful young woman during the flight, and, if so, whether he and she would fall in love. This time was no different, except for his conviction that, this time, it really would happen. Of course, he always believed that this time it really would happen. But he knew. He was working his way down the aisle of a plane bound for Los Angeles from New York, and he was pleased to discover that the rows had only two seats, an arrangement that would promote intimacy. Arriving at his assigned place, he found that his roommate had not yet appeared, which would allow his mind to savor the possibilities for at least a few more minutes. He stowed his suit jacket, briefcase, and laptop, and settled into his seat by the window. He opened his paper and then looked to his right, regarding the pregnant emptiness beside him. A man wearing a beige shirt and jacket stopped at Peter's row. He looked at the stub of his boarding pass and at the row number, and back again, and moved on. Peter was relieved. Then a man coming down the aisle with a gold tie clasp walked past Peter, and an ancient gentleman in a three-piece suit sat before reaching him. Most passengers seemed to have boarded by now, yet Peter felt a tingle. Something, he knew, was about to happen. Yes, definitely. A young woman was going to sit down next to him, and not just a young woman, the young woman. And they would get to talking, and they would become enclosed in their pair of seats in a kind of pod within a pod, suspended far above the earth, and by the time they landed, all would be settled and clear. Peter was a happy fellow, basically. He was in his early 20s, and he was good-looking, with an open face and light brown eyes and fine brown hair that flopped over his forehead. He liked his job, and he was doing well. He had friends. He was a decent athlete. But this love business, so far, it had not been very satisfying. He had been involved with girls he liked. He had been involved with girls he didn't like. In neither case had he ever really felt whatever it was that he imagined he was supposed to feel. He was shy, so that even though he showed determination at work and playing hockey, he enjoyed giving an opponent a hard check. He shrank before a girl who attracted him, and this made the search for someone who would make him feel whatever it was he was supposed to feel particularly difficult.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?